tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Let us pray. Holy God, help us to listen to your voice. Amen. This world is being destroyed. We are being judged by God. The gates of hell stand wide open and flaming ballistic missiles, cluster bombs, incinerate innocent children in Ukraine, Russia, Lebanon, Palestine, Israel, Sudan, Yemen, Iran. And unless we repent of our sin, those same fires of hell could come right here on top of our heads too. We are fools to think that it couldn't happen to us. Daniel prophesies about an ancient person who will one day take the throne of power and rule the earth. This person can issue fire out from themselves and presumably direct it toward whomever they wish. We see this happening now. Millions and hundreds of millions cower in subservience to this terrible power. But there is hope. Daniel says another person will come who looks like a son of man, like a simple human being. This humble person will be vested with the power by God and will take power away from terrible rulers. This is Jesus. Jesus is given power and authority from God, but is a humble human person at the same time. Jesus is the Jewish Messiah, the Jewish King, who led the Jews to freedom and prosperity. Pontius Pilate is a textbook tyrant. Let's take a close look at the gospel reading this morning. One of the characteristics of a tyrant is they are able to maintain ridiculous fictions with ease and alacrity. Today we call this gaslighting. Pilate starts off trying to do this to Jesus. He asks him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" He's trying to trap Jesus, but it's too basic. If Jesus says yes, then he commits treason in the Roman Empire and is immediately punishable by death. If he says no, then why bother having faith in him? Why give him the time of day? Pilate is testing Jesus, calculating how he's going to deal with him. Are we like Pilate? Do we calculate how we behave and treat people based on how much power or authority they have? If we do, this would make us no better. In fact, I would say it would make us atheists. An atheist believes that God does not exist. So if we treat a person as an object to be evaluated and tested, if we calculate how we treat them based on how much power they have, that is atheistic. Because we deny that they are made in the image of God, that God is in them, and we must treat them with the highest level of respect. Anytime we turn our back on someone in need, we are no better than Pilate, sentencing Jesus to death. If we want to call ourselves Christians, then we must treat every person as if they were the King of the Jews. Luther called this the freedom of a Christian. We are subject to no one, but we are slave to all. Philosopher Immanuel Kant called this the categorical imperative. We must treat others not just how we want to be treated, but as a universal principle. We must be the first to follow Jesus to the cross and the last to send anybody in our place. Jesus then turns the table on Pilate. Continuing with our study of the gospel reading, in verse 34, Jesus answered Pilate. He says, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Jesus wants to know if Pilate is thinking about this on his own, as a ruler should, or if he is just a puppet. Pilate goes on the defensive. He gets knocked back on his heels in this verbal exchange, and he immediately begins to defend himself to Jesus and make an excuse for his behavior. He says, "I'm not a Jew, am I?" In other words, he's admitting that he has no idea what he's doing. He's not thinking for himself. Again, we should ask ourselves if we can put ourselves in Pilate's shoes. Do we have an opinion about the Jewish people and about who their Messiah is today? Are we to just say, "It's none of my business, I don't know, I'm not a Jew, don't ask me"? This past Wednesday, November 20th, the whole world, every country, voted to end the war in Israel, Palestine, and Lebanon at the United Nations. One country vetoed it. One country said, "No, we want the war to continue." And that was the United States. For the fourth time. Everybody else is willing to negotiate a ceasefire, except for the country that we call home, that is funding and arming it. Too bad this has nothing to do with the gospel this morning. Has history repeated itself? Have we become like Pontius Pilate, sentencing innocent people to death so that we can hang on to power? Pilate then tries to gaslight again, like a professional abuser. He says to Jesus, "Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me." Pilate is projecting his own insecurity onto Jesus. Pilate is terrified of the fragility of his power. He knows at any moment the Jewish people will revolt and send him packing. Foment of revolution was in the air. It was the Roman security forces that arrested Jesus, that were holding him in prison, that were controlling everything. And here Pilate is insinuating that Jesus' own people, the Jews, handed him over? Jesus is being held hostage by Rome. Pilate's trying to insinuate that Jesus has been abandoned by his people. But no, we know that the multitudes were with Jesus. He was wildly popular. They had to go in the middle of the night to arrest him because they feared the people. And then Pilate dares to ask Jesus, "What have you done?" As if he did something wrong. And then we ask ourselves, what did Jesus do? Healed the sick, cast out demons, fed the hungry, walked on water, turned water into wine, brought someone back from the dead? Jesus' crime, the only thing he did wrong, was caring for people. And that was simply intolerable to the Romans. They couldn't tolerate that. He wasn't playing by their rules of domination, of whoever has the biggest weapon has the truth. And that was unacceptable. Pilate really doesn't know anything about Jesus. So Jesus explains to him some things. Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world." Now, our Bible study, we talk about this all the time. If you look at historical documents of the Roman Empire, they referred to themselves as the world. Rome thought they were the world. Anybody that wasn't in the Roman sphere of influence, that wasn't in their empire, they were aliens. They were nobodies. They didn't count for anything. They referred to everything that they ruled as the world. And anything not in them wasn't even in the world. So Jesus, when he says this, he's saying, "I'm not in your world." Jesus says, "I'm not a part of your scheme to use war to expand your empire." Jesus says that his kingdom is different. It is non-violent. Jesus says, "If I was a part of the Roman world, my people would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews." He's not saying anything negative about Jewish people. He's saying something negative about Pilate. He's saying, if I was like you, I would be scared of being handed over to the Jews. But I'm not. They're my people. I'm their king. You're the one that's holding me ransom. I'm not of your world. Jesus was a Jew. He was the king of the Jews. He was loved by the Jewish people. He had no fear or hate whatsoever. He was their beloved king. Pilate is impressed, so much so that he confesses a statement of faith. He says, "So, you are a king." That's impressive. Jesus converts Pilate. Almost. By the way, legend has it that eventually Pilate did convert to Christianity later in his life. But for now, Pilate wavers. Jesus takes the opportunity first to teach Pilate something. Jesus truly loves Pilate, the man who will sentence him to death. Jesus teaches him all the same. He says, "You say that I'm a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Now, this has gotten turned around through the years. This has gotten twisted to say that only if you're a Christian that thinks or believes like me, you know the truth. That is baloney, right? That is baloney. People who disagree with me or you, they might listen to Jesus' voice. Jesus isn't saying here you have to walk lockstep with one another, otherwise you don't know the truth. No, no, no. Think about this for a second. Look at these words. Let's read them. He says, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." In other words, if we want to listen to Jesus, if we want to be his disciples, if we want to stand before him when he judges us and say that we were his true disciples and believed in him, then we must listen to the truth. When we listen to the truth, we listen to Jesus. And this is the moral of the story. If we want to be counted among the faithful, we must choose truth over appeasing the powerful. It's a temptation we all face. Someone has more power than us, they're saying something that doesn't make sense, and we just kind of go along with it. That is not faith. The way to hell is paved with lies. It's not enough to know the truth and keep quiet. We must speak the truth. We don't need to yell or pound our fist. We just need to be on record speaking the truth. Jesus is the best king we ever had. Think about what it would be like if Jesus were king today. Nobody would get killed. Everyone would eat. We would all be healed. The book of Revelation says Jesus Christ is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Friends, Jesus is still king today. Can I get an amen? Jesus is still king, and we are his priests because we have been baptized. And when we're baptized, we become a priest. Brian, today is the anniversary of your baptism. 2 years? Three? 3 years. Huh? It's mine too. I was baptized on Christ the King Sunday 43 years ago, before I was born. Because I'm not that old yet. And today I remember my baptism, that Christ has claimed me, forgive my sins, forgiven your sins, given us a new life, and called us to serve him. I remember that I was baptized in the name of the Father, and I was baptized in the name of the Son, and I was baptized in the name of the Holy Spirit for all of time. So may we serve our King forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the hymn of the day.